Mr. Girisivaraman, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thanks for having me.
We've learned that the Department of Immigration has given you an assurance so far as the 7-Eleven case is concerned. Can you tell us what the development is?
Yes, the development is the department has given us an assurance that they won't cancel the visas of workers who come forward and who we represent to the 7-Eleven panel, who are determined by the panel to have legitimate claims of underpayment.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say it is a significant step because previously we had no assurance at all that if we'd submitted a claim and the claim was accepted, the person wouldn't have any visa issue or visa cancellation issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really problematic because, by and large, most of the people were being underpaid and so were being forced to work more than their hours that they were allowed under their visa.
Mm-hmm.
So usually if someone was being underpaid, they were also breaching their visa conditions. And so we needed this assurance, really, because otherwise it's hard to move forward. And I know for a fact that a lot of people were scared to come forward because they were worried about the effect on their visa.
Yeah. So in effect, has the Department of Immigration said that such applicants, those who come to you with complaints of underpayment or exploitation, would not be held liable for breaching their visa conditions by having overworked?
Yeah, that's right. There is one additional condition, and that is their claim has to be accepted by the panel. But I think that's a condition that everyone will be able to meet because the underpayment was so widespread. I'm yet to meet someone who works at 7-Eleven that wasn't underpaid.
Right. And so it is a sort of a general amnesty granted to those victimized by 7-Eleven. Is it so?
I wouldn't go so far as to call it a general amnesty. We asked for a general amnesty. That's mm-hmm. what we wanted. So it's not that good or that broad, but it's still better than what we have because at least it's an assurance that if you come forward to us, we submit your claim and your claim's accepted by the panel, then there will be no action taken against you. So we still think it's a real benefit to people that they know that if they come forward and they make the claim mm-hmm. and the claim's accepted, that there won't be any action taken against them. Because otherwise, I think what people were worried about was that if they came forward, they would tell us, yeah, I worked more than my visa hours.
Mm-hmm.
The claim gets accepted, but they think, what's the point of that? Because as soon as the claim's accepted, it's accepted. I worked it more than my allocated hours under my visa.
Mm-hmm.
My claim will be accepted, but then my visa will be cancelled.
Right.
So I'm not going to come forward because it's not worth it to me to have my visa cancelled. At least now you know, well, if it's accepted, you work more than your hours, your visa won't be cancelled because of mm-hmm. that.
So are you now hoping that a lot more people will come out with their stories and their version, you know, the people those who were earlier scared of coming out?
Yeah, absolutely. I know for a fact, Shamsher, that there are people who called us, who emailed us, who said, look, I'd like to see you, I'd like to make an appointment, I'd like to make a claim. And you know, we're not charging people for it. We're doing this all pro bono, so there's no cost to any of these people. But all these people still wouldn't come forward because they would tell us on the phone or by email, they would say, look, I'll do this once I know that there's a guarantee my visa won't be cancelled. And until now, we weren't able to give them any assurance.
Mr. Girisivaraman, how many people so far have come forward to you with their complaints?
Well, we have, between us and the SDA, the union, there's a list of about up to 300 people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a few, and we're working our way through those claims. And to date, we've submitted to the panel over $1.2 million worth of claims. So a lot of money. But the reality is that only, Shamsher, that only scratches the surface. I mean, in a year, I think between 4,000 to 6,000 people would work in a 7-Eleven operation across Australia. So 300 is only a small...
It's only a fraction of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've said that you've submitted the claims for 300 people. How long is it likely to take still to reach a logical conclusion?
We haven't submitted a claim for all 300 people. Sorry, 300 people have registered with us.
Okay.
We're just working our way through them. I'm not sure of the exact number, but it's not nowhere near the 300. It's a very time-consuming, slow process to do it properly, which we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine this will take a while. We're in it for the long haul, and we're looking at probably doing it for another year, I think.
Okay. And
assuming the panel stays open.
And what do you expect? Will this be a phased process, or the decision is going to come once and for everybody?
Look, I don't know. The panel has certainly accepted some of the claims we've lodged, and we're working with them to try and finesse the process so that we can do it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The real issue is that head office needs to make the payments, and as far as I know, the head office has not made an actual payment to anyone yet. So whilst we've had claims lodged and some claims accepted, no one has seen any money, and that's where the rubber really has to hit the road. So we'll continue to make the claims, lodge them, and do everything we can to help people, but ultimately it's up to 7-Eleven head office to actually stay true to their words and do what they promised to do, and that is actually compensate people.
So are you saying that you are at the moment not going to the court, but rather preparing claims and submitting these claims to a panel, and then the panel is deciding on whether the head office has to pay a particular people, and then the head office pays or doesn't pay?
Exactly. That's exactly how it's working. We've decided to try and work with the panel. Alan Fells is heading up the panel.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to go to the court if we can avoid it. It's a much slower, prolonged process.
Mm-hmm.
If the panel works as it should, it will be much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to give it a go. We want to work with the panel because that's the quickest way for people to get paid.
And what if the head office doesn't pay, if 7-Eleven doesn't agree to pay some of the people?
Well, if head office doesn't pay, then that leaves us no choice but to go to court and potentially look at a class action.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do that, as I said, but if head office refuses to pay, then I don't know if there's any other option for our clients.
Right. So, but this latest development of the Department of Immigration sending this letter to confirm that no action will be taken on the visa front is certainly a reprieve and should encourage a lot more people to come forward to you. Is that what you believe?
Yes, I hope so. And certainly with like yourself and SBS and others spreading the word, particularly within the communities where these people who are affected come from, then I really do hope that more people have the courage to come forward.
Thank you very much, Mr. Giri Sivaraman, for your time.
Okay, thanks, Shamshir.
Really appreciate it.